Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the link that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
To you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. The collect for the day. Almighty God, in our baptism, you adopted us for your own. Quicken, we pray, your Spirit within us, that we, being renewed in body and mind, may worship you in sincerity and truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, beginning at the first verse. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us. Who shall go before us? As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, formed it into a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar for it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day, offered burnt offerings, and brought sacrifices of well-being. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen these people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone, so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them. And of you I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It is with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on to his people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfastness, love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord or declare his praise? Happy are those who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your heritage. Both we and our ancestors have sinned. We have committed iniquity, have done wickedly. We made a calf at Horeb and worshiped the calf image. They exchanged the glory of our God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, the chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them.
A reading from the letter of the Philippians, chapter 4, beginning at the first verse. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm and another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt the city. Then he said to his slaves, the wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. These slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Good morning. In Exodus 32, we hear of God's great fairness and infinite forgiveness. Even though the Israelites lost faith and hope and their humbleness, God did grant them forgiveness. It was because of the divine connection that Moses had with God that they were spared. Wouldn't that be amazing to have that much influence? This truly profound gift that Moses had, to be able to communicate with God directly, made Moses the Israelites' best ally. But as they grew impatient, they forgot who their ally was. It was Moses, and only Moses, who received and was responsible for delivering God's words of hope, as well as delivering God's holy orders of the Ten Commandments to the people of Israel. Even though this is the same amazing and all-powerful God who had delivered the people out of the horrible bonds of slavery in Egypt, the people forgot that. They became instead stricken with anxiety about being left for so long without Moses while he was away. So in all their flawed humanness, they decided to take it upon themselves to worship their own way, on their own terms, quickly forgetting that they were once spared and given this divine set of rules, one of course being, thou shalt not worship false idols. It is the real human conditions, such as fear and doubt, that caused the people to become panicked without Moses' leadership and direction. People are not much different now as they were then. It's a similar situation to when a child is left without direction and guidance of their elder. The child might set out to take matters into their own hands. Of course, more times than not, those choices are not usually the right ones. Even with adults, when feelings of uncertainty and that almighty ego creep into our consciousness, ultimately we tend to lose faith. It happens to all of us at one time or another. Many times we seem to develop a very poor memory of the grace, the favor, and the good experience God has provided us with. We sometimes choose to put our focus on what we perceive to be a roadblock, or many times we find ourselves wanting to be the one in charge of a situation. But we have to remember that we are really not the ones in charge at all. It's the Heavenly Creator who is in charge. Tough to accept sometimes, though, isn't it? In our modern times, something as simple as saying the lovely Serenity Prayer can be enough of a reminder to help direct us back to see who holds the answers. And yes, it is God. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We should try to remember this the next time we choose to live our lives as victims of circumstance. Well, back to the story of Moses. While Moses was away, Aaron had convinced the people to forget God's command. And when the people thought Moses was gone far too long, longer than they could handle, that fear and worry took a hold of them. You know, desperate times seem to lead to desperate measures. I am sure that we have all made selfish choices out of sheer desperation. I think of the panic that was setting in and spreading through the land. They must have been so beside themselves with doubt to agree to a plan so far removed from God's commandments. Imagine the people hurriedly gathering their precious old heirlooms from one another to be melted down to become an idol to be set up for worship, adoration, and sacrifice. They had completely lost faith in themselves, in Moses, and most importantly, in God's ways. Even forgetting the miracle of freedom given only to them, the chosen ones, When things seem dark and dire, it's almost easy to forget that with faith, it is God who sets all miracles into motion. Did they really think that their riches of gold and making an idol to gain God's grace would have had this positive outcome? It is kind of like bargaining with God. When you become consumed with fear of the unknown, sometimes rebellion comes our way. Did they really think that melting their riches of gold and making an idol to gain God's grace would have a positive outcome? It is kind of like bargaining with God. When you become consumed with fear of the unknown and becoming rebellious when things aren't going our way, that end goal soon becomes forgotten. But alas, God did grant them favor. He forgave them for their weakness, their humanness, giving them all a lesson instead of a reprimand. Moses knew that the chosen people, his people, deserved another chance. Possibly, even though the actions set out by the Israelites were not of God, but were for God. Similarly to today's gospel, some are invited to receive God's grace. The villagers received God's grace and favor for being worthy of the invitation to the wedding banquet. They were chosen. They did not just expect an invite, they showed their worthiness. Only a few are very truly chosen or given favor and forgiveness. And this favor should not be taken lightly. It comes with great responsibility. As we say during Holy Communion, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. As some of us have gone through life at some times, feeling as if we are entitled, automatically invited to every banquet and forgiven for everything. We are not always paying attention or giving the respect. Instead, by choosing to do things by our own set of rules, we should grow quiet and be patient and be faithful and humble before God. Those who do so truly become the chosen ones. In other words, do you want to be invited to the heavenly banquet, or do you want to be worthy of the invitation? Jesus came to show us that we are worthy and we are God's chosen, that when we stray or make wrong decisions, we are always embraced by God and invited to the table. When we say that we are truly sorry and turn back to God, instantly restored through his life, his death, and his resurrection. Jesus has won a place for us at that banquet table in God's eternal kingdom. At that holy table is where we will be offered a spiritual banquet unlike any other.
Let us pray with confidence to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. O Lord, guard and direct your church in the way of unity, service, and praise.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Give to all nations an awareness of the unity of the human family.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Cleanse our hearts of prejudice and selfishness and inspire us to hunger and thirst for what is right.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach us to use your creation for your greater praise, that all may share in the good things you provide.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Strengthen all who give their energy or skill for the healing of those who are sick in body or in mind.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Set free all who are bound by fear and despair.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant a peaceful end and eternal rest to all who are dying and your comfort to those who mourn.
Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we, too, are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all our brothers and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.